Can of Wham Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. With a progression toward development of Governor Sean Parnell's road to the Ambler Mining District, where Nova Copper plans to build an open pit mine, there are, of course, individuals, communities, and tribes voicing out against both projects. One of those people is P.J. Simon. He's the second chief of Allakaket and also sits on the executive board for the Tanana Chiefs Conference. While the road to the Ambler Mining District would not travel directly through Simon's community, he said the road goes right above Allakaket through their hunting grounds and would change their way of life. Allakaket is a community of 105 on the Koyukuk River. Simon says while they have huge questions regarding the road today, the entire idea of a road began with a question.
How we found out was there was a DOT monitor system up the Alakna River, and it had a phone number, state DOT. So the tribe of Allakaket and Alakna called this number, and a state DOT person here in Fairbanks answered the phone, and we said, okay, you know, why is this marker here? And they said, we're building a road. And, wow, we go, okay, you know, thank you for telling us.
Since the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority took over the development of the road from the DOT, Simon and others are working to inform ADA that their proposed road goes through Allakaket's tribal hunting and gathering areas.
Sheep, caribou, the Latina River, sheepfish. We have the biggest fishery of sheepfish next to the Kobuk on the Alakna River. Alakna people use it. Hughes people use it once in a while. Settles people. And Allakaket, that's our lifeblood right there, whitefish. And that's our food. We don't get too good salmon, but that's our food source. So that's the concern.
While Simon has concerns regarding hunting and gathering, he also has concerns of the social impacts of the road.
We'll have to compete more and more for an ever-dwindling resource like food. Food security is big with us, and we're worried about that because, you know, the median income in Allakaket is not that high. But when you have a road going right through, we'll have to compete with hunters from all over, you know, gold miners. So it's really concerning, even though we want to build up our people, build capacity, but yet at what sacrifice?
Simon says neither ADA or Nova Copper have gone to Allakaket to hold community meetings and get community input on the proposed road and what looks to be a developing mine. But Allakaket is having a meeting November 20th, and he's hoping representatives from ADA, Andover Mining, and Nova Copper do attend. Simon has met with Native leaders in Ambler, Shungnak, Kobuk, Evansville, Alatna, and Hughes. And for the people he represents in Allakaket, Simon says the people there simply do not want the road built to the Ambler Mining District.
We're good stewards of the country. We don't believe in just taking every last mineral out of the earth just because for something unnatural like money. Sure, we all need commerce. Sure, we all need this and that. But we don't need big global companies come in and destroy it. We need to throttle back, I believe, and respect what's left of the earth and manage it. Be good stewards, for God's sake.
Simon's story is today one of a series of stories on Nova Copper's plans for the Ambler Mining District, along with ADA's plans in building the road to the Ambler and Kobuk area. You can find more stories on the project on the news page of our website at KNOM.org. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's board of directors, they wrap up their third quarter meeting today in Unalakleet. Among the many items discussed during the session yesterday was the City of Nome's request for money to expand the port's causeway. Nome has seen a dramatic increase in port use during the last few years. Between 2007 and 2012, boat traffic more than doubled. Some of this traffic, especially in the inner harbor, is from the boom in gold dredging off Nome shores. But much of the growth is the result of more freight and fuel being shipped into the region. Nome and other communities are barging in more cargo and more oil. The port expansion requested by Nome is an effort to try and accommodate ever more freighters and barges moving around the region and beyond. Of the $3 million requested for the Middle Dock expansion, $5,000 was ultimately granted. The motion carried with no objections. The board also discussed the 2013 community benefit share. Every year, NSCDC sends a fixed amount of its proceeds to each participating community in the Norton Sound region. That money can be spent by the City Council on local projects or subsidizing energy costs. This year, NSCDC is sending $150,000 back to its member communities. KNOM will have more on NSCDC's quarterly meeting on Monday once the session finishes. Alaska's U.S. senators voted with the majority Thursday in approving legislation that would bar workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Democratic Senator Mark Begich called it a matter of fairness. He said it's not right that in some states people can still be fired for being gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said discrimination should never be tolerated. She said individuals should be judged on their merits and not how they look or how they are perceived to be. The bill would bar employers with at least 15 workers from using someone's sexual orientation or gender identity as the basis for employment decisions, including hiring or firing. Religious institutions and the military would be exempt. University of Alaska Fairbanks Professor Douglas Dasher is a scientist with 30 years' experience researching radiation in Alaskan waters from nuclear tests. He says there are plenty of computer models that show contaminated waters from Fukushima will mix with clean Pacific Ocean waters and be at safe levels. But he can't show hunters or fishermen hard data backing that up.
That's where we really come up short, is we can't give them assurances that, yeah, we are actually sampling. Or can we point them towards anyone that's actively sampling, say, subsistence foods or, the wildlife? The U.S. Federal Drug Group, FDA administration, they are sampling commercial foods that come into the United States.
Dasher says he's working with the North Slope Bureau to test wildlife in Arctic waters, and researchers out on the ocean on other projects are taking samples. But Dasher says a much larger set of samples of the water and of salmon and marine mammals is needed to prove the computer models correct or incorrect. He says that level of research depends on federal funding, and that has not been there.
That is it's a concern a lot that's been expressed, and the Pacific, some of the research groups have been expressing that too, and the frustration with that. And so the people, the subsistence hunters or others that you talk to, are the same thing. They want to see actual numbers. They want to see some concrete data. You may disagree on the health levels and effects, but at least you can have concrete data out there.
By email, a spokesperson from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association said NOAA is not actively involved in monitoring radiation related to Fukushima. The EPA did not respond in time for the broadcast, but on its website, it states it continuously monitors the nation's air and periodically tests precipitation, drinking water, and milk for radiation. The price of gold in New York is down $23.10 an ounce to $1,285.50. An ounce of silver at $21.42, down 35 cents. It's unofficially 33 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.